This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is guaranteed to satisfy you. Just like the guaranteed customer satisfaction you'll feel when you score a deal this weekend at Werribee Nissan. Hit werribeenissan.com.au.
I'd argue being a film director of Hollywood movies is a pretty good gig because you're easily six, maybe seven-figure salary. You've got no reason to say you've hit rock bottom.
That's pretty dismissive. I'll put the camera. I don't care. I'm going to go eat some food.
Take 22.
Oh, how's this? Sam Taylor Johnson, who is the director of the first 50 Shades of Grey film, and that I never saw it. But
that's no good.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah, I don't need to see it to know that it was rubbish because everyone said that.
Yes.
Anyway, she's come out and she has said that was her rock bottom. when she said, with the benefit of hindsight, would I go through that and direct 50 Shades of Grey again? Of course I wouldn't. I'd be mad. It was her rock bottom.
Okay.
Gee, just hanging out with a naked Jamie Dorman. Oh, that's his name.
Watch
that's
Red Tube or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
That's out of the gate. Really?
But I thought we're all mates in this studio. We could talk.
To be honest, directing that would be hard work. But regardless, moving on.
We're probably in a position where we're comfortable enough to share what our rock bottom in our careers has been.
I've hit rock bottom. I was in a mental institution. No, that's rock bottom.
Yeah, that's
actually,
a big
that's,
one.
Yeah, that's a really
I can't
serious
get any
earnest.
Low. I'm going to do a story of the Fevolution about that this week.
You should. Go. Good tease.
That's a
nice tease.
That's a great tease. Great. So don't do it now.
No, I won't do it now.
No, but mention it. Okay,
yeah,
so that was your rock bottom.
Because so it was rock bottom.
So there's a career rock bottoms, and that, in fairness, that will be a story of the Fevolution, but it was amongst your career because it was in the middle of your AFL career when that happened.
I got sacked by Brisbane, in
right.
You so had a six-figure salary and you just blew it.
Okay.
Seven.
Oh, geez. Now you're really just hitting it home, Boxy.
Career. So these are career rock bottoms.
Yeah.
Hey, six.
I reckon there's some rock bottoms in this show that's occurred.
let's just rewind you just selling me short.
No.
Six-figure?
Seven, was it?
Mate, you didn't give me shoelaces up for six figures.
What's a
mate,
seven
that was a loose.
Okay.
Is a million a seven? That's a seven,
yeah,
figure,
yeah, that's
isn't
a
it?
Seven.
So I'm very bad at maths.
Kicking schnapps.
Byron,
everywhere.
You unfortunately had a rock bottom even last week. I mean, you've had a few rock bottoms on this show.
Yeah, mate.
Well, normally involves being dressed up in a costume of some sort.
You were in Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills last week, dressed up as a puppy dog.
Yeah, Puddles the puppy.
And you, Puddles.
That was a rock bottom.
It's the best name.
Just hang on a second. You hitting it home was making sure we said the right amount that bottomed out in Brisbane. Your rock bottom is saying Puddles the puppy.
Oh, yeah. I'll correct you on that. It was Puddles the puppy. Here's another recent one. Look, you had a choice, Fifi, of about seven different rock bottoms for me. This was just one of them. When somehow you did a women's AFL clinic and I ended up dressed up as the Fox mascot, the mascot costume that
right.
we never used, that we used to use apparently in the 80s, I got dressed up and then girls started jumping on top of me and kneeing me in the back.
He is here as the Fox mascot!
A new career low point. This is rock bottom. It's a career low.
Byron sucks! Byron sucks! Byron sucks! Byron sucks! Get that ball.
Hey, I'm just looking at the run sheet. Is it 13-10-60 workplace bullying? Is that what's going on here?
That one would be right in the wheelhouse. No, it's just workplace rock bottoms. There'll be plenty of others. We'll take a song. We'll come back. I'm sure Dave Thornton's had a career low.
Well, spirit of honesty, when I walked into the studio just then, Boxy's opener was, any career rock bottoms? I was like, I just walked into the studio.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Career rock bottoms.
Yeah, well, the director, Sam Taylor Johnson, she directed 50 Shades of Grey. She said that was her rock bottom. And I was just thinking, gee, it's a pretty good rock bottom. Because I think most people, and we have said 13-10-60, if you can relive or retell when you knew you were at rock bottom. Like I've got one of my friends and she's a personal assistant. And she said to me, actually, I was out for having breakfast with her and I remember we were sitting there and she got a text message and her boss, it was like 8:15 on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Who was her boss?
Doesn't matter.
Who was your mate?
Am I mates with him?
Let's stop talking. and he just said, my newspaper's not on the front veranda. It's like, I can't help you. I'm out having coffee on a Sunday morning. So she had to figure out how to figure that out. And I remember her going, yeah, I think I'm done in this job. Like, I can't find my boss's newspaper on a Sunday morning. I just don't know what to do.
And also most newspaper are on the internet now.
Yeah, it's a very good
just
point.
Just Google it on your phone, bro.
Thorno, a career rock bottom for you?
Oh, where do I start?
Well, just how many are there?
Yeah, geez. The entire Mamma Mia Today show, but then also... guys, I remember. Oh, now, come on. Let's just call it a spade. Sure. But I remember first time I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And so I'm like, oh, man, I'm an international comedian. This is good. But then I was skint. And I came home and I got a gig at the Betting Pen down at Mooney Ponds on a Friday night, a random Friday night. Like, it wasn't a special spring carnival event.
Down the valley.
Down the valley. And I was dressed for some reason in a sequin suit with a top hat to try and, like, jazz up all the betting on a Friday night. And I was just surrounded by punters, like, Fev. I'd just be looking at, you know, a bloke like you looking at me as I'm going, hey, who's going to have fun betting? And they're like, that's exactly why we're here, mate. Why are you here? And then one guy came up to me and goes, weren't you on Good News Week? And I was like, I can't be recognised right now.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fev, as a footy player, very interested to get your opinion on your reaction to the little furore that's I guess, evolved since my boys got a shellacking from Melbourne. That was unfortunate. But let's talk about social media and footballers, because the Bulldogs, the Doggies, are being accused of maybe roughing up Thomas Bugg, one of the demons, who on Instagram prior to the match did a little post.
He did.
A post saying, you ready, Jason?
Johannesson.
Yep.
Yeah. So they were actually in the room. So it was just about an hour before they played. Jack Watts and Bugg were both together and they did the old death stare into an Instagram post and just wrote, are you ready? And last week he actually got bashed up a little bit, Jason. So, who did they play last week?
The Swans targeted him
because he's their quarterback. He gives them a lot of runs. So, he didn't take it too well last week. So they thought they're actually mates. So, I love this because it's bringing out the character that the footy players have, which the media like to shut down and want everyone to be robots. But then they complain about if someone goes outside that box. Oh, they shut them down. But then when everyone's really boring, the media go, oh, we've got no characters in the game. This is boring. But then when someone does something, they shut them down. So just let it go. This is good. This is fun.
So you think the media could be, the people who are saying, well, this is bullying and that's targeting, it's not fair. The media, you're saying everyone.
100%. The media portray everything in life.
Yes.
They put out what we want to be, what wants to be heard, what wants to be seen. They dictate how we think.
Yeah.
Let it go. No one would even have known about this. That's
and
fun.
You're saying they're all mates too.
Well, they are mates. So well, most players are. And the fact is, they went out, they talked the talk, they bashed him. They both, Jack Watts kicked three, ooh, Bug kicked two. They played really well and it worked. So good on them.
Okay, interesting.
It's football. That's what you do. It's mucking around. It's like we give Byron crap, he gives me crap. That gets each other up. It's fun.
Well, it looked, when I saw the post, it kind of looked like that would be two mates staring off at them. Like, it doesn't,
mate, it looks
it
like
didn't
they're
look
doing a model shoot. Have a look at them. They look great.
Yeah, they actually look great. They're
on.
They've got their hair
really
ready to go. They're
I've
about to run out.
I've never seen this Thomas Bugg before, but yeah, he looks good.
Oh. All right. Oh, Thomas Bugg, if you want to send any other pictures to maybe someone else on Instagram, it's Fifi_box.
Box, exactly. And for Thomas Bugg, like, imagine all the other players that no one knows who they are. They're going to be posting heaps of stuff this weekend because now he's the most talked about footballer in Australia.
Yeah, who wins? He got 20,000 more followers.
He's wrapped.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. An interesting story or opinion piece in the news today by somebody who has written an article about the fact that they think that retail is declining because shop assistants or retail assistants aren't necessarily giving people the attention they want when they go into the store. And her example was she went in to buy a pair of boots and a sales assistant was on her laptop, never looked up, never went over. And it's interesting, and I'm raising this because I actually feel the opposite. So I think, you know, people like to shop differently. And I was a retail assistant and I was always, and I remember, and I worked at Myer.
Well, that's when it peaked.
My career.
It's all been downhill from there.
But I remember I used to, and we were told you must, even this is, you know, quite a few years ago at Myer, you were given a little script and the script.
Really?
Would be, yeah, you had to say, how are you? May I help you? You can't say, can I help you? You can't say, do you want help? You had to say, may I help you? Because may is a softer, gentler introduction to somebody. Then,
really?
Can I help you? Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I'm with you, Boxy. When I go into a shop and the shop assistant comes up while I'm having a look and saying, can may I help you? if I want help, I'll. I just want to have, I want to browse, and then if I buy, I'll go, excuse me, can I please get an extra, extra large on this? Do you have a size 40 pants? Do you have size 13 shoes in the house?
Yeah, yes. I get all that. And also, not working today?
I work
for a very long 2 hours this morning. Thanks,
got the day off? No.
See, I'm glad you say that because I'm putting it out there. I feel for retail assistants because they can't win. Because you've got this lady's written an article in the paper saying she got ignored and that's why everyone's online shopping. I'm, Fev, the same. I think the best way to do it is get an acknowledging look, like a look of a smile. If I get just a smile, I'm wrapped.
Yep.
But there's nothing worse than when it's a, and I get it, they come up, excuse me, can I help you with anything? No, thank you, I'm just browsing. I think once you say that, you got to step away. But then there's, if I pull out a dress to have a look at it, would you like me to put that in a fitting room? No, I'm just touching the fabric. I'm good.
Yeah.
Sure. And then suddenly they're taking things off you and running them into the fitting room and you go, oh, this is too much and I want to leave the store.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Walk into a shop, how you going? Good, thanks. They can do whatever they were doing. Check up their Facebook, Instagram status.
Yeah, I don't mind. Go nuts.
Excuse me, can I please get this? No worries, bang. Here's your money, bang, out.
Yeah, see,
I'm a big fan of sitting. Because when I worked in the jewelry and watch department, yeah. I had a seat that I made sure I sat down on.
Okay.
And I remember them saying, you've got to stand up and look attentive. I have no problem if a shop assistant wants to sit down. Sit down and grab a magazine.
Online will take over with that attitude. Online will dominate. I mean, I think you and Feb might be in the minority. I mean, what you want is just a warehouse full of products with no people in it.
What Fee wants is, you know how, like, when guys are begging for change and you walk by and just drop money in there and they're half asleep because they've been sleeping under the bridge? That's how she wants her retailers to be. You wake them up, you drop a bit of money in there and go, I've just taken two shirts, yeah?
I think the point is, and maybe, Feb, we're the same. You don't have to try too hard with us. But maybe, so 13, 10, 60, let's actually, I want to find out once and for all, what do we want, Melbourne? Do we want shop assistants that do come up, help you, they're very proactive, or do we want them to give us space in a shop?
Okay.
Let's do a poll and get to the bottom of this, because I can understand retail assistants right now probably quite confused.
They would be,
They want to know what we want.
None of that would have helped either.
When you shop at the op shop where you shop, do you want
pretty high-end stuff.
You want love,
I get a lot of service. 13, 10, 60 is the number. No, I get plenty. I love service.
You want love.
I want service.
He's just 20 years older than everyone else in the shop.
Okay, thanks very much. Culture Kings, man, shout out.
Fifi, Dave, Fevin, Byron.
Do you like to be approached and have somebody very helpful, or would you rather be left alone to browse to your own devices? Because I think it's hard for retail assistants. They don't know what we want, Melbourne. So let's do a quick snap poll. Julie from Diamond Creek. Hi, Julie.
How are you going? Leave me alone.
Fair enough.
Was that us or was that the shop assistant?
Thanks for that, Julie. Aaron in South Yarra. Ignore or approach?
Guys, you know, read my body language. It's all about balance.
Very good.
That's interesting.
Almost a third option in the poll.
No, I agree with that. You've got all the time in the world. Read their body language.
Case by case. Figure out if someone's got to be.
Fev, by the way, you're tabulating this data, this information, so hopefully.
I'll tabulate it.
Here we go. Kareen. Is it Kareen from Carrum Downs?
Yes, it is. Kareen. I want someone to help me. That's what they get paid for.
Oh, this is... Okay, we are confused. This is great, Kareen. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Fev's just tabulating his brains out. What are we tabulated so far, mate?
It's 1-1-1. There's three different things.
Good point.
1-1-1. Yeah, that's Kareen.
Body language. Read the body language.
Is that good tabulating?
Rick, ignore or approach.
And there's 1-4, 1-against, and 1 body language.
Correct.
What would you like, Rick?
Look, I like give me a smile. Let me know I'm in your shop. And then back off.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you say that again?
Give me a smile. Let me know you're in my shop. And then back off. Leave me alone.
I love that.
That's the accent that sold it to me.
It's the acknowledgement of the top.
I reckon that's a real accent.
Elise in Hawthorne. Hi, Elise.
Hi, guys.
Elise, would you like to be ignored or approached?
Yeah, I think you should leave me alone.
Right. Okay, well, I'm feeling fair. You're the one who's
tabulating. I tabulated everything, and the tabulation says... 3 for leave me alone, 1 for I need some help, and 1 just body language.
Excellent.
In other words, leave me alone.
There we go. That's the conclusion.
That's a tabulation.
The University of Melbourne has taken a lot out of that. That's how you do research.
That's how you tabulify things.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Trixie is enjoying her first year at kinder. This is very exciting. 3-year-old kinder. So it's just 2 half days, which is
Mum's
nice.
Mum's enjoying it more.
Well, it's because I've never had that. I do miss her. I get very excited. In fact, the other day... I just did a drive-by. Is that weird to do a drive-by?
Just to see your child's kinder?
I'm not even kidding.
I've heard of mothers doing that a lot. Fathers, not so much.
I've done that at
Lenny's and Lulu's primary school. I've driven past at like recess to see where they're playing and if they've got friends that they're playing with. Yeah, I've done the same thing.
I love that. Yeah, because I really wanted to see her and I just drove past. And they weren't in the playground. And I went, I don't know, it just felt a bit weird.
Might be nap time.
Yeah, people might go, what's that car doing just hovering out the front of the kinder? But anyway,
you could at least look at the schedule and
it's great though because
stalk at the right time.
Yeah. and I'd said this to you guys, that she hadn't done daycare or been to, any little early learning centres, she didn't really have that social interaction with other kids. So I'm loving that because she's got lots of friends. And she's got two little gorgeous friends, Olivia and Claudia, who are fantastic because their parents are Chinese. They're bilingual, so they speak English and Chinese. And I was having a chat with Trixie when she came home from kinder, and I was trying to talk to her, and it seems that, who knew, but a four-year-old's mind, the way it works, she may very well be speaking Mandarin.
She's fluent in Mandarin.
And I have no idea what she's saying.
It's a series of noises that obviously would probably not be anything like Mandarin.
I don't know. Maybe it is. In fact, 131060, if you speak Mandarin and you could decipher any of that, I'd love to know because it became a game where I was like, okay, darling, that's very good. Now, anyway, what would you like, peanut butter or Vegemite? And she kept doing it, like just to annoy me because she knew that I can't understand a word she's saying. Now, she may very well have just made up her own language too.
I think that's likely.
But it does sound like, I think it's, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know any other Chinese words, but I'm very impressed. And I don't know whether any other parents have gone through this. Your child has come home speaking another language. 131060.
Let's see how it goes.
Have they made up their own language?
Trixie did.
This one's extremely interesting because Nikki wants to put Freddie into a German daycare so that she'll learn German because Nikki can speak fluent German. I'm like, she'd just be in the house talking around me in German. Well, I got nothing. I know nothing that's going on.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Kids say the darndest things and sometimes they come home speaking a whole nother language. And I was so blown away when Trixie, who's at her three-year-old kinder, and she's making friends with some little kids that are bilingual and can speak Chinese. And I don't know whether this is it, but I think this is full Mandarin.
Suspect it's not.
That's so cute.
Is Punani Chinese? Is that?
She said something like that. Anyway, I did say if any other parents have had their kids come home speaking another language, or if anyone can decipher any of that. What language it is, in fact, whether or not she's made it up. Georgia from Noble Park. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Georgia. Georgia, you have a child who's made up a language?
Yeah, she used to go to a daycare centre and her teachers were Sri Lankan, I believe. And they used to talk between them and she'd come home talking a version of possibly Sri Lankan.
And you'd have no idea what she was saying.
Yeah, nah.
This is quite hilarious. It's pretty handy. Like, I love it. Everyone says that, moving forward, Chinese is a language to master.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Trixie's got it. I'm wrapped.
Billion people. I think
she was saying a couple of words in their feet that
Picked
down Mandarin.
Oh, great. Yeah, they did. Oh, good, Georgia. Thank you for that.
Well, the child's brain, it activates from obviously when you're born to 25. So when you're 25, the brain is supposed to be fully developed. Right. Mine was about 36. And they reckon that the young years, everything gets stored.
Yeah.
So they remember. You remember a lot when you're a young kid. So it's the best time to, obviously, because you've got school, to teach them that because it'll stay with them.
Yeah,
it's very hard to teach after 25.
Yeah, I love that. I want
everything?
Dr. Favola.
You showed her Game of Thrones when she was one. Like, everything.
I know, I'm a bit worried about that. Summer in Dramana. Hi, Summer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Summer, I love. There's an, if you live in Dromana, you should be called Summer. That is just brilliant. What did you... No, don't you think?
Because it's always summer in Dromana.
Yeah,
summer
it rolls
reminds
off.
Me of Dromana.
You've got a great drive in there.
Beautifully.
Yeah. Summer, have you got an executive? You sound too young to have a child.
Yeah, no, it's my mother and my auntie. They're sisters. So when they were little, she told me that they made up a language so my nun couldn't understand what they were talking about. Oh. And they've continued it on to, like, today, and they talk in front of all of us, like my brother and myself, and we can't understand what they're talking about.
Can you give us a bit of the language? Give an example of what their language sounds like?
It's so strange. It's like it's trying to say around bees. It's like shabi shabai babob. Like
that's
so
what you talk, Boxy.
I've got.
So weird.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Feef speaks fluent Uvagu.
Uvagu. I've got Uvagu. I love it when I meet someone who can do Uvagu with me. Thank you for that, Summer, though. That's pretty handy to learn your own language with a mate.
Yeah, it's a
and
shame.
Then exclude. It's very exclusive,
call,
though, isn't it?
Call dropped out. Kate in Donvar was going to explain what Trixie said. So apparently there may have been some actual Mandarin in there, which
watch
is
this.
Extraordinary.
I think Bridge is getting her back, and I have a feeling we might have Kate back on the line in a second.
This was the Mandarin that Trixie was speaking.
Now, Kate's back on the line. Are you there, Kate?
Yes, I am.
Kate, can you decipher what Trixie's saying?
Trixie is actually saying, where's your mum and what's your name?
Really? Wow. Kate, she's... Thank you, because I thought she'd come up with her own language. And
no, she did not. It's a very childish slang, but she did say, where's your mum and what's your... The first sentence that she spoke is actually what's your name, and then the second one is where's your mum.
Wow,
my kids speak Mandarin.
You are so proud.
So proud.
You have never been prouder.
That's awesome.
I mean, mind you, the questions are a bit rude. You don't know my name by now.
Where is your mother?
I'm right here, buddy.
Could mum turn up at some point?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They have given birth to twins, and it seems they've yet to announce that it's a boy and girl, but there's people talking. So little boy and little girl. That sounds very good, doesn't it? Now,
done that well.
Names and photos have not been released as yet. Here's a nice little twist. Did you not realise this? They're both Geminis and they're twins. And that star sign, that's what Geminis are twins, star sign. Oh, sorry, guys, you don't get the zodiac.
No, but there we go.
Anyway, now they're joining their 5-year-old sister, Blue Ivy.
Good chat.
Oh, I'm a Capricorn. I think I'm a goat. Am I a goat?
Goat or a bull? Oh, no, Taurus is bull. You might be a goat, a big hairy goat.
Greatest of all time.
I'm a fish, Pisces. Anyway, good chat.
Good
now,
chat.
They've got, so that's Blue Ivy, little 5-year-old has. Mm. Little brother and sister, how cute.
Now, a call has come through, obviously, from your daughter, Trixie Box. We already know she can speak fluent Mandarin from only 10 minutes ago
on
this
show.
No, you're
right, actually.
It's been a big half hour for Trixie on this show.
It has. Are you there, darling?
No, how are you, bitches?
Okay. There's a time and a place, Trixie.
What are you talking about? I smashed that one out of the park. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Anyway, also, because now I am part Chinese, Brendan Favola... You're talking about, that's not star signs, that's the year with a, like, you were born in the year with a goat. Jesus Christ, that's insulting to my culture.
To your culture?
Anyway.
Sorry, Trix.
Yeah, you better be. Anyway, look, okay, I hear everyone on the weekend, they're all going on about, oh my God, oh, look at Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids. Whatever, well, they don't even want to get photographed, you know, probably because, what, they're afraid they're not going to get as many likes on Instagram as this big dog. All right, here we go.
Well, honey, I mean, the photo of Beyonce pregnant with twins, that did break the record for likes on Instagram. It had over 1 million likes.
Actually, we got it wrong. It's 11 million. 10 million more than 1 million.
11 million.
Well, people don't even know their names anyway. Who cares how many likes they get? Probably got some crazy celeb name, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, they're Jay-Z's kids. They're probably going to call them Dragon and Ball, so their full names will be Dragon Ball Z. Oh, Trixie, great joke! Oh, my God, smash it out, Park! Peace out. Is this when we finished? Do you want my catch quiet, do you, Byron?
Yes, please.
Is this going a bit wrong for you and your radio sensibility?
Oh, look, Trixie, just say your catchphrase and get off.
Oh, peace out, business.
Just speak to my daughter.
Beefy, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I heard about this yesterday. Is anyone else aware? People are talking about this. You know, we've got vegetarianism, veganism.
Sure.
And there's others. This is a new one.
You've done your research on this subject, Boxy.
I've got eat everythingism.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, there's all... And they're actually lifestyle choices. And then there's like silly diets, Byronism. Like the one Byron's on at the moment.
It's called the Bulletproof Diet. I'm currently drinking my coffee with butter and MCT oil.
This
Delicious.
Has gone burko over the weekend. Yuck. This is a thing I didn't know about. Breatharians. There are people out there who are breatharians.
I saw them on Game of Thrones. They're the ones who are supposed to take the Iron Throne.
We all breathe though.
Wait for this. No, Fev. There is a couple, and this particular couple have come out, Akahi and Camilla, and they believe...
They're not real people.
They believe that food and water is not necessary and that humans can be sustained solely on the energy of the universe.
Wow.
I'll tell you a little quote that I heard, and I've said this before. If you don't eat, you don't poop. You don't poop, you die.
Well, I'd love you to have a. I would love to see a one-on-one interview between you and this couple because I'm going to throw some stats at you. Mm. They have survived on little else than a piece of fruit or vegetable broth 3 times a week since 2008. They've had 2 children. Camilla, she went through 9 months gestated and had her child was growing inside her. She did not eat a thing. That doesn't make sense to me.
No.
That can't happen.
Yeah.
This is incredible. For 3 years, this couple have not eaten solid food. Is this just outrageous?
It's calorie counting, isn't it? I mean, you're definitely keeping your calories down.
They believe that the universe, the energy that they're getting is actually feeding them. She carried a child for 9 months.
In a weird twist, they're not eating anything, but they're feeding all of us crap. This is amazing.
Well, here's a photo of them. Look at this. They look like, and I know this isn't helping if you're in the car right now, but they look like a very healthy couple. I mean, Dave, you would say they look healthier than Byron does.
Well,
right
hey, hang
now.
On a minute.
Oh, but that's
hang
a pretty on. Low bar.
Whoa.
Look at that emaciated skull next
hang
to
on.
Us.
We should put that on Instagram, though, Fifi Dave Fair Byron, so people can join in and look at this. They actually look quite good.
I don't understand what's happening here because they're not eating and they're not drinking and they're having a piece of fruit every 3 weeks. I mean, that does not sustain life. Yeah. Byron, you at the moment, you're having butter and oil for breakfast.
Yeah, it's grass fed.
Grass fed butter.
And MCT oil.
What's that mean?
With a long black. That's all I have for about 16 hours.
But this is ridiculous. This is silly, Byron.
And you look crook.
I look
You've
great.
You've never looked worse.
Never felt better.
You could snap in half.
Yeah, well.
So you're eating like a prisoner of war.
I'm looking.
You've got like a deathly pallor at
okay,
the moment.
Okay, how has this turned into turn on my bulletproof diet?
Because we're worried about you.
Oh, thank you, Brendan. I really appreciate it.
Really worried.
I'm a little worried about you at the other
I
end
look
of it
behind
all.
Behind you. It looks like you left your bum at home.
Okay.
You got no bum.
Right.
What's happened? You need to eat.
Look at Brendan.
I'm cuddly. Look at me.
I'm just busy breathing, guys.
We'll leave some for the rest of us.
I'm about to get into my chicken pesto toasty.
Hey, it's Chaffle Friday, and he's ordering them on Mondays as well now.
Byron, wait. This break's gone way too long. If it gets the 4 minute mark, you know you pass out because your energy's so low.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
Guys, let's talk about Fee. Of all the people in the studio, you would know my back catalogue of cars that I've had.
Yes.
Now,
and Vespas.
Yeah, mate, you say with a condescending tone. I think it's good. I used to own a Mini.
Yes, a little matchbox car, a little Mini.
Wouldn't call it that. Okay, now you've chimed in. Now, I also have a Vespa, and for the family car now, we have a little white hatchback that runs off diesel. It is the most practical car in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also sitting here in a studio with people who tend to wax lyrical about Mercedes and whatnot. I feel I'm the lowest ranking officer here when it comes to cars.
Well, 908 to Pean Highway.
Could you not
be LMCT 443? That's the address for Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Okay, that's just blatant.
Well, this car that I own now, I bought it off my in-laws, right? Good bargain price. And it is the most practical car in the world. Mind you, even the baby seat that we've put in, it's such a small car. Since we put it in the back, the passenger seat has to go right up to the front. And I'll go to gigs and mates like, oh, can you give us a lift home? And their knees are just sitting up in their jaw. Fev, you've sat in there.
I sat in there.
And I said, you can't put the seat back. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. To wind the windows down to get some oxygen in. And you guys wind me up a fair amount about that. But it looks like I'm the smartest one here in the room, aren't I? Because only the other day, Nikki came in and said, oh my God, I'm getting texts from some of the neighbours. All the cars got broken into along the street. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I said, has ours been touched? And she's like, nah, it hasn't. So, the criminals have broken into every car, seen ours and gone, oh, they're probably worse off than us. I'm going to have to leave it. So who wins, guys?
Hey, who wins? Right, we're out of here. Old School Night at 9 next with Sarah Marie. You've got some Britney in there, some Spice Girls, some Backstreet Boys. And tonight, be watching Channel 10 for... Have you been paying attention?
Oh, yeah. Have you been paying attention tonight? Channel 10, 8:40-ish after MasterChef.
Good luck.
Are you feeling good about it?
I might need it tonight. Yeah, oh, I don't know. Quietly confident, but you never know. You never know.
Who's on? Do you know who you're up against?
Yeah, I do. Merrick Watts, Mez.
Great guy.
Obviously, Ed Cavalli, always there. And Ursula Carlson. She's great.
Yeah. Great comedian.
Pang.
Pang?
Yes, or maybe Santo might be stepping in for Pang tonight. Right, you never know. See what happens.
That is tonight at 8:40 with F-Box. We're out of here.
Just let Pang know.
Wink.
Just let Pang know.
Did you just try to wink there again?
I did try to wink. Anyway, I did.
Big show tomorrow as well. The guys from Hanson are going to be here, which is always a lot of fun. Looking forward to tomorrow's show on The Fox.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up was probably the best time you've spent today. The best time to get a deal is this weekend at Werribee Nissan. Everything is on sale. Hit werribeenissan.com.au.